Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two individuals with the new Jamestown Cancer Support Group, Beth DeWald and Laurel Haroldson. And Beth and Laurel, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. And I say new group, but this group has been together for a lot longer than just this year. But it's a name change, right,
Beth? It's a name change. We were formerly known as HHH,
right,
or Help for Hope and Healing, and that's still part of our story. But this last year, last winter, we worked together and applied for our own 501c3 status.
Awesome.
We have been working under the umbrella of the Jamestown Area Grief Support, and they have been an excellent team to work with. But because of our growing and expanding the needs for our community, we needed to do that. And by doing that, we had to do a name change. And so now we are officially called the Jamestown Cancer Support Group.
Excellent. And again, like I said, what they've been doing for quite some time. This is just a name change. But let's talk about what you guys do, because you guys have been doing this for a long time and helping a lot of people, right, Laurel?
Yes, we've been probably working together for about 10 to 11 years.
Yeah.
And we've done things with programs, we've done things with panels, discussions, and celebrations, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And we, in 2013, we started doing gas cards for individuals traveling for cancer care.
Right.
And we have done 74 since last September.
Wow. That's 74 people who may have otherwise not been able to find the funding in order to travel to these cancer treatments, these infusions, these radiology appointments. And that's what this group is all about, right?
Right. And our gas cards are to show community support.
Right.
It's not necessarily need-based.
Okay.
And so it's to show that somebody cares and somebody is supporting you in your cancer journey.
And that's, we get a lot of thank you notes. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we hear repeatedly is, thank you for that help.
Right.
You have made a difference for me. And just knowing we're not traveling alone.
It also makes a difference for us because as committee members, we know we're making a difference. And with the appreciation that's given to us, we also hear stories.
Right.
And the stories of the strong cancer patients that, you know, are focusing on their journey and saying, well, sometimes there's some good that comes out of it. I'm closer to my family.
Yeah.
And other small things, but it's the small things that people do for them,
right,
and the support that they get that they really appreciate.
Well, and I mean, for an individual going through this, traveling for these appointments, there's a lot on their minds already. They're dealing with this disease. They're struggling to support that and everything. This is just a way to help alleviate that a little bit. And it's all referral based, I believe, right?
For us to get those gas cards out, it is referral based. And so we're a grassroots organization, and it's the word of our community that lets us know that someone is dealing with these kinds of issues. We do a verification that
yes,
they are indeed going through cancer treatment. We don't keep any of that information, but we just need some type of proof to ensure that we're meeting the needs. And then also that helps us that if there are other resources that they may need, we can try and be a connector for them also.
Awesome. I would like to point out, while it is called the Jamestown Cancer Support Group, you guys help out a lot more than just Jamestown, right?
We sure do. as we did our new bylaws and our 501c3, we mm-hmm. established that we are working with Stutzman, Barnes, Dickey, Lemoore, Foster, and Eddy counties.
Wow, quite a reach. So any individual in those areas can certainly apply, refer mm-hmm. someone who may need these gas cards to get them to those treatments.
Yes.
Again, Laurel Haroldson, Beth DeWald joining us on Let's Talk About It, part of the Jamestown Cancer Support Group. So a wide range that they cover. Any collaborations or affiliations that you guys want to point out? Because it takes a team effort to get these things going.
It takes a whole community.
It does.
Yeah. We have collaborated with the JRMC, or Jamestown Regional Medical Center, for a program this last year on prostate cancer. We are looking for ideas, if anybody has an idea of something that they would like us to participate in.
Okay.
But, you know, we know JRMC is working on getting their chemotherapy department working. Essentia Health is also doing some chemotherapies in Jamestown. And so one of the questions that I get is, okay, so what are you going to do when most of the chemotherapies are done in Jamestown?
Right.
People are still traveling for appointments. They're traveling for radiation,
right.
Which is a big thing. It could be 4 to 6 weeks of everyday travel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also people from these surrounding counties that will be coming in.
Certainly. Yeah.
And so, and we're a fluid organization, so there's always ideas and stuff that we can pick up on.
Definitely.
And then with those other counties that we're providing services for, hopefully if they're able to come to Jamestown, the regional medical center, that's going to decrease some of their cost. But not everybody is going to qualify to be able to get their chemo here in town,
right.
Depending on the intensity of the cancer treatment or other medical issues that are going on. And then again, they need to follow up with their oncology departments. Right. And, you know, we go back to those thank you cards that we got. And I remember one of them saying, this gas card is going to help me go to Rochester 2 round trips.
Wow.
So it's not just Fargo or Bismarck. Yeah. It's the Mayo Clinic. It's the U of M. There's various different locations people
right.
have to reach out to.
Right.
And then even just locally, if we have an individual that's in our community that can get the treatment in Jamestown, they may not be able to drive.
Right.
And so we have taxi service. We have bus service. So we are looking at all those things, and our radar is on all of that for need.
It's very amazing that a group that started out, you know, with the support and then giving these gas cards has grown to the size you guys are. You've done so many different things, and now becoming your own 501c company or a group is a huge deal. Laurel Haraldson, Beth DeWald again joining us on Let's Talk About It. So the question does come up, how do you guys fund these gas cards?
Those fundings come from a variety of different sources. First and foremost, the donations that individuals make. We're always accepting those donations. We were very excited this year that we received a grant from the United Way for $5,000, and that is to assist us with some of our gas cards and then a few operational expenses, because we are all volunteer group.
Right.
And then on September 12th, we've got our big quarter craze coming up, and this will be our third annual.
Okay.
And we are very limited if we have any tickets left. Laurel, do you know what the status is?
It's very few. I mean, they're almost sold before we get them. But it's a fun event. Mm-hmm. We get some collaboration. The Casey's gives us a nice check to be able to fund some of the food. We Two Rivers Printing has printed our tickets.
Thrivent
gives us a card for the miscellaneous decorations and so forth.
Awesome.
And you know, we've had some really special donations over the year too, from individuals and then also churches and other groups.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's such a huge, and Beth and Laurel, you guys have both pointed it out, it's community support that makes this possible.
Yes.
So the quarter craze coming up, like she said, like Laurel said, September 12th. Good luck getting tickets if there are any left available, but all of that going to help your guys' cause and everything you guys are doing, right?
And yes. And the event is all paid for
right
in advance. We do not have any of the funds raised for this event
that go to the event.
Wow. It's all covered.
That's
everything
awesome.
Is donated.
That's amazing.
We're so appreciative of that, and we're able to do, you know, we figure every quarter that somebody spends at this quarter craze gets somebody a couple miles down the road.
That's a good way to look at it. Absolutely. The next question, you know, there may be people listening thinking, I would love to, you know, nominate somebody for a gas card or refer somebody. What are some ways they can well, first of all, we should point out to all the individuals who make this possible, who have been working and volunteering for the Jamestown Cancer Support Group.
Our board members are, first of all, Laurel Haraldson is our president, and then we have Carol Stahlhut, Sandy Wilhelm, Lucy Bardell, Barb Togstead, Kim Weyer, Cindy Willey, who was also one of the founders with Laurel of the organization, Beth DeWald, myself, Mary Ingalls, and Mary Klunt. Awesome. So we have a really eclectic group of individuals that work with us. And if you want to provide a donation and know one of these individuals, you can always talk to them. Or we have Laurel here that you can call. And again, this is a grassroots, all-volunteer effort. All we don't have an office. Yep. So Laurel is willing to put her cell phone number out there.
Awesome.
And that cell phone number is 701-269-9543.
Okay.
And I can call, you can call or text.
You have texting ability. That's great.
Yes. And we also have a website, which is jamestowncancersupport.org. And okay. CSI is working with us on that to get it up and running and more functional that it than it has been in the past. So we have an email with that. Not quite ready yet, but in the next month we will. And it's hhh@jamestowncancersupport.org.
Awesome.
And then we're also working on getting our Facebook page up and running.
That'll be a good way to stay up to date with what's happening. Maybe another way to contact you with referrals or anything like that, too.
Absolutely.
And they tell me if you aren't signed up for Facebook, you can still access our Facebook account.
Excellent.
There's a little way that you can do it. It takes some searching, but you can get it without being a Facebook member.
So you don't have to be on Facebook, but of course, with a website and a phone number, there's a lot of different ways they can get information.
And the people.
And the people. Face. So many people in our community and know a wide variety of people. Everybody probably has heard of one or more of these individuals that Beth read off. So Laurel or Beth, anything else you want to add about the Jamestown Cancer Support Group, the fundraisers you guys have, or anything else like that?
Just the reminder again that we have had to change our name from Hope for Help and Healing to the Jamestown Cancer Support Group.
Excellent. And Laurel, anything?
I just want to thank you for letting us get the word out and the support that we're getting from the rest of the community. Because I was stopped at the grocery store yesterday and said, "What's your address? I need to send a donation."
Awesome. So, and it's those things that make the difference.
Yes. So. And all those little donations. I mean, every quarter gets somebody 2 miles down the road. And
absolutely.
We have very few expenses.
Yeah.
So most of what we raise and contributed goes to cancer patients.
Very good.
And our mailing address is P.O. Box 1756. That's 1756 and here in Jamestown.
Right here in Jamestown. Perfect. Well, Laurel and Beth, thank you guys so much for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.